What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Big Kev giving it out there. Let's welcome in another big personality. Zach Jackson joins us right now from The Athletic, at Akron Jackson on Twitter. He is on the fan hotline. Hello, Zach.
Hi, Ken. So the morning of the game in Charlotte, I'm out for a walk, and I see 9 police motorcycles. I'm like, what's going on? So I get a little closer, and I see 3 limos, and I see 3 cop cars, and I see this horse-drawn carriage for a hearse. Like, this is a really important funeral, right? And when I saw it, got me wondering, like, will they be able to find 2 horses big enough to drag you through the Streetsboro get-go one last time? I'm not sure if they will be.
But it's your problem. What is your problem,
Zach?
Why would you say such a thing?
I mean, I've had a lot of time just sitting in hotel rooms. So
and there's,
really...
they got a drive-thru named Sammy's. And I mean, it's right there. And I mean, okay. I think the problem is, could you get the draft horses and the Clydesdales and my carriage through there?
Yeah, I mean, this one only had 1 horse, and I thought it must be a hell of a horse. But then I started thinking about contingency plans. So, hey, I'm just thinking about you. That's all.
I will have a Lincoln-style funeral train to all the convenience stores in Northeast Ohio that I've bought beer from here over these last many years. Oh, yeah, we got to talk football with Zach. Zach joining us this morning. So, do you take anything back of what you said about Dylan Gabriel?
No. He played really well. And look, I don't care what the circumstances are or who you are, 3rd down, you convert them, right? That's the name of the game, and that's how you get high grades. So, I think that was probably his 2nd or 3rd day, or best day of the whole summer, and good for him. I actually thought he threw it really well in the last practice, and he was victimized by about 3 drops. But to me, of the 2 rookies, there's one that has a chance to be a quality NFL quarterback down the road. And if I'm wrong about that, on which one that is, then maybe I'll be wrong, but certainly would not accept 2 quarters of preseason football as evidence of being wrong. So let's just see how it plays out.
And yet that's where we're at on a lot of this stuff, at least the fans, because the fans haven't been to practice every day. They've been relying on the reporters and the video cut-ups, even joint practice, very little was made available to the public. So all you have is 1 game so far out of Sanders and 1 game out of Gabriel, and then you got to try to determine who is playing with who and who is playing against who. So I'm hoping that the coaches can make a much more substantive evaluation of these guys.
Yeah, and those guys are and have been evaluated on everything going back to May. And like I said, I mean, the first day of rookie minicamp, competitive drills, it was obvious this was going to be different because they chose this unique setup that has never happened before, right, and probably will never be replicated with the 4 QBs. So, you know, past the spring, the competition really never developed. But, you know, this has buried the lead to me, guys, and that's that over the past 10-ish practices, you have seen the kind of strides from the offense looking like a total train wreck and then baby steps and then baby steps. And then they got shut out on the first day in Philly, and they looked really good the 2nd day in Philly. So again, there's different contexts there that you can go through, and video clips and tweets can't explain. But you see the growth. You see the defense looks really good. And I think, you know, they're not a finished product, and they're certainly not a perfect product. But I think with the exception of the run game, they should feel pretty decent about where they are and understand that over these next, 2.5 weeks now, they have to keep going with the overall progress.
Zach Jackson with us right now on the hotline. So the one thing we're all curious about is Flacco going to be named the starting quarterback like today? Why wasn't it yesterday? Why wasn't it the day before? And what are they doing with Kenny Pickett?
Well, it's real simple. The players weren't there yesterday, right? They get back to work today. Kevin's going to explain his decision to them, right? To the quarterbacks, probably individually, to the team collectively, and then they're going to go forward. That's always the way he was going to do it. That's probably the right way to do it, right? Like, this thing's been over for weeks because Kenny hasn't had a full practice since July 26th. So what's next for Kenny Pickett is a hell of a question, and I don't know that answer. I feel pretty strongly that next Tuesday, when the final 53 or the first 53, excuse me, comes out, I feel pretty strongly they're going to have four quarterbacks. And the biggest response I get to any tweets, including Dylan and Shador, right, is that they have to trade Kenny Pickett. And sure, but what are you getting for him, right? And if you do want to trade Kenny Pickett, which probably is a sensible thought, you know, barring somebody else getting hurt now, I think you hold on to him. You see how it happens for you first. You should be scarred by the DTR thing 2 years ago, right, with the unnecessary Josh Dobbs trade. But then more than anything, if you are going to get value, you let things play out and you see, I mean, history says some of these guys are going to get hurt once the season starts.
Zach, so what's your QB depth chart then?
I think it has to be Flacco 1 and a healthy Pickett has to be 2. I don't think that you could have a rookie backup to start the year, right? Mm-hmm. So after 4-ish games, we'll see. There is a chance that I'm really wrong about that and that Dylan Gabriel will be the number 2. But evidence, not what we've seen in analyzing, but what we've seen in the reps and the presentation, is that there is no way that they regard Shador Sanders as close to passing Dylan Gabriel right now. So the number 2 will either be Pickett or Gabriel, and that will be health dependent. And like I said, options dependent for all of these guys, but I just think they're going to end up keeping 4 at the start and then let it evolve from there.
Is that what you think it should be? Is that your personal depth chart?
Yeah, right now it's pretty close to that. We haven't seen Kenny. You know, I mean, I think he's had really good 7-on-7 sessions the last 2 practices, because that dates back to 1 session last Wednesday and 1 session last Monday. And that's the most he's thrown in over 3 weeks. So, you know, he's played in games before, right? You know, DTR won a game for the Browns the other day. Remember who he beat the last time he won a game for the Browns? Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I think you go that way and we'll see. You just never know what's going to happen. And this coaching staff and this veteran roster has to be so urgent about stealing a win early. I would not have a rookie backup QB unless I had a great opportunity. And with Kenny Pickett not having played, not having been healthy, I'm not sure what great trade opportunity or even good one would be there. Maybe I'm wrong. And cutdown day is, what, a week from tomorrow? So maybe I'm wrong. But right now, I'd be surprised if there's a realistic one.
Isaac, not going to lie, and anybody reporting on the Browns has been dealing with a bunch of hate from one faction or another, because the Browns fans aren't really united on anything except hating the media. In this case, I mean, you made it sound like there is like a chasm between Dylan Gabriel and Shador Sanders. And, well, get that stuff to Hugh Douglas. Get that stuff to the guys at ESPN and all their debate shows.
Yeah, so I could do an hour on the harm that tracking actual training camp stats and presenting them without context has done. But since day one, on July 23rd, I've tracked the reps, right, just to see the rotations. And Kenny's injury changed it. But when the reps and the rotations, who's with who, who's first in line, and who's getting little things as situations change, it's not close. And we can go on that. And I thought Kevin was really careful not to overly praise Dylan, just like he's been really careful not to say anything. Right. But we can go by what we see here. Right. So people can get all red in the face about how I analyze a certain practice or what a certain practice means. And one practice usually doesn't mean much. Right. But the actual rotations, how the coaches have presented the work, has been right in front of us because it's fully open. There was no filming in Philly, but it was fully open. And those rotations scream that Dylan is significantly ahead of Shador in the eyes of this coaching staff.
All right. When I was younger, and preseason, all the teams seemed to treat that third game like the, quote, dress rehearsal. We all knew what that meant, and you would see most of the healthy starters, you would see them out there for, you know, more than just a series or two. You'd see them play into the second quarter. I remember some coaches have these guys play into the third. Well, they used the term. Kevin Stefanski used the term dress rehearsal for the final game of the preseason. What does that mean to you?
Well, it goes with the whole week, right? They have 3 practices this week, and that's structured just like a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday normal practice ahead of the game, right? So what that means to me is the starters will play around 2 series. In each of his 4 years that have included a preseason, he has played either almost all of the starters or at least some of the starters in this third game every time he has. So I think everybody except Miles and Joel will play as long as there's no lingering issues. And I think it'll be around two series. If Kenny's healthy enough, I think he will get a third with most of the starters, maybe not all of them, maybe not, you know, Jerry Jeudy. I think they'll sub guys. I think they'll play the first quarter and a half like a real game, and then they'll try to get both rookies in the second half. However, with Shador being injured, with Kenny being injured, we don't know how that will go. But I feel pretty strongly that tomorrow the announcement of the quarterback will be made public, and that Saturday you'll see Joe with almost everybody out there for two series, maybe three, you know, just depending on the flow of the game. Because you script everything in practice. You can't script anything in the preseason games.
It's a weird term, but I have to ask it. Do you think that there's anything to worry about if you're Dustin Hopkins or Rex Sunahara?
Well, it wasn't Rex that botched the snap the other day, so I would say that he's probably the leader there.
Okay.
As far as Dustin Hopkins, that's a hell of a question, Ken. And we've only seen him kick, I think, twice, maybe three times, once in practice live and in the two preseason games. So, yeah, that's a great one. I think it would come down to options. Who's realistically available? You know, I think probably keeping a kicker on the practice squad just in case is fine, but I think you might do that anyway, given Dustin's age, right? Like, you have 16 spots on the practice squad, and each team has three or four that they use for different reasons. So I would say right now I feel fairly strongly that next Tuesday Dustin Hopkins will be on the team. But, you know, even 2 years ago when they brought in Dustin Hopkins, it was a trade on the Monday after the preseason because Cade melted at the end of the preseason. So let's see what happens this week.
I am more receptive to listeners than they think, maybe, because I saw a lot of those tweets yesterday. Like, hey, you going to ask Zach? Or you got, they were asking if I was going to ask Daryl. I don't know if they knew you were coming on, but I was like, well, I'm going to ask one of them. And so I had to ask you on it just to see if there was any fire where there might be smoke, or if there's even any smoke at all.
No, I would say this about that situation. You know, I've been clear from the start, like, as in the day Shador was drafted, this isn't personal. I couldn't believe they took Dylan Gabriel in the top 100, right? But I realized right then this was going to be a very awkward thing. And after dealing with social media hate, mostly from the Sanders side, like, I understand, like, a human response. And I think what Dylan said on the sideline Saturday was a human response to all of this, because he has been the other guy since, what, April 24th, right? And his first preseason has been completely undercut by the team choosing to do this. So maybe not completely, but it's certainly been undercut, right? So we don't know what's going on. We don't know what he really meant. You know, sometimes after I talk to Jim France, I end up quoting him for a couple of days, so it feels like maybe he was talking to Dan Lanning.
Okay. That's interesting.
You know, it's a human response. And Dylan has had that chip on his shoulder since the moment he arrived here. And, you know, if that's what's driven him, then good for him. But I think we can't not forget, and we can fairly criticize this front office for the human element is a big part of this whole deal.
So you think it might have been a shot?
Yeah, I don't think I need to further speculate. I think you could just play the audio.
Woo! Tone!
All right, Isaiah Bond, we're waiting on official word on him today. So what do we think that means for some of these other receivers, including Deontay Johnson, who like a week and a half ago people thought was a lock to make the team?
Who thought that?
People that love their video
because
from training camp.
Before we ever would pound ourselves in the head to say, of course they're going to go after Isaiah Bond, the answer would be that Deontay has done very little. And so I don't know that those are two related things, because I think they play completely different positions and potentially have different roles. But right now, on a roster projection, Deontay would be on the wrong side of the bubble and probably by a significant margin.
Oh, wow.
So I'm fascinated. I mean, is this an automatic spot on the 53 for a guy who hasn't played football at all and hasn't been in your program and hasn't, you know, done this?
It is the Browns.
It kind of feels like it, right. So, and then does that lead to maybe you can't keep four quarterbacks, right? Because you already got a dead spot there for a few weeks. And we don't know the status of Judkins in relation to the league investigation. I would surmise, guys, that the Isaiah Bond signing becoming official tells me they have indication from the league that he's not going to be suspended. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that for sure. That's just how I would guess.
Man, it's crazy because they had a lot of indications during the Watson process, and they were off, it seemed like, every step of the way.
Yeah. I mean, I would say that one case versus many is probably different, but you know, all of this stuff goes on in the league. The league makes its own investigations and its own rulings. So that's why I think the Browns have been very careful not to comment at all on Judkins. And that's why, because they don't know, to some extent, probably exactly what the league is going to rule.
All right. Well, real quick, you just blew my doors off with the Dillon Gabriel thing. Trey Hendrickson, there's no chance, right?
No, the Browns and Bengals have never made a trade, and this would not be the first. No. But that's a fascinating thing because, you know, the Bengals have been big on this. We got to start better. When they've been so bad. We know what they bring from a firepower standpoint. But outside the coordinator change, Ken, it's pretty much their same defensive personnel. Mm-hmm. And if they don't have their best guy, right?
They were bad before. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a fascinating watch there for sure.
All right, Zach, thank you so much for the time. Even with the fat jokes, I still enjoy you. All the best.
Thanks, guys.
Zach Jackson on the Fan Hotline.
Dan Orlovsky was speaking about Dillon Gabriel and Shador. We'll get to that at another time because now I know what you guys want to ask. I don't think it would. I just don't think he'd be that dumb. No. When was the interview? Second half.
Yeah. Like three or four minutes left in the third quarter.
Listen.
But for him, it was the game was
this
over,
guy,
right?
Why would you say such a stupid thing then? I don't believe he'd be that stupid. I don't believe he'd be that stupid. Because that would mean he's smelling himself after the first half of the second preseason game. No. If that's the case, then he's guilty of everything all you guys accuse Shador of being. There's no way.
So you're saying he didn't have this thought until he had a good performance against the Philadelphia
Eagles?
Even
if he did, you don't say it after a first half performance against the Philadelphia Eagles in the second preseason game. Why on earth would you say that? If like they had beat, like who was the quarterback who did the we're back when Texas won? Then they won the Big 12 one year and they did the we're back and then they went out and sucked again. At least you could say after a bowl game or after a Big 12 championship or something like, hey, they had just won a league championship or a bowl game. They were really excited about themselves. Okay, this is a second preseason game. I don't believe it. I don't believe he'd be that stupid. I don't believe he'd be that arrogant. No, because it's dumb. It's dumb to think that after the second preseason game in the first place.
You
can be frustrated with what everybody's saying with Shador.
You do believe he could have that chip on his shoulder as big as anything in the world.
I don't know.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Guy, personally, he could have that chip on his shoulder, but you wouldn't say that after the second preseason game. There's no way. Speak softly. Carry big sticks. There's no way he meant it like that. I don't believe it. I don't want, and I will tell you this, Owen. I know we're going to get to him. I don't want to believe it because I don't want to believe.
Yeah, that makes it harder to believe if you don't want to.
I don't want to believe he'd be that dumb.
Open up your eyes and
open
up your ears.
Because I can't believe he'd be that dumb. There's no way he's that stupid.
It's the perfect combination of words, though, to make you think that he's taking a shot. There could have been no outside of him saying, I hate Shador Sanders, and I'm sick of this competition.
And then what better way to cover it up than go, oh, I was talking about you guys.
Yeah, it's talking about the media.
You guys are all in this room talking about you.
It was set up perfectly. Now, maybe he does find Dale Ryder to be very entertaining. Maybe he does find Zach Jackson to be very entertaining. Maybe he does find Cam Justice. We're doing the Cam.
Cam Justice.
Cam Justice.
Cam Justice.
They are pretty entertaining.
Trenton, Fort Worth, Texas. He's listening on the Free Odyssey app.
Hello. Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi.
Hey, listen, I listen to your show. Never heard of you guys, but you know what? Now I listen to you guys every day, and it's mostly because of Shador, but even if he gets traded one day, I'll still listen to you guys.
Well, thank you, Trent.
See, the Baker people left us. I'm glad you're committing.
Oh, they left us. They left us like crazy. Nah, and now they're tweeting me nasty things.
Look, here's my opinion on this. Look, everyone's talking about, oh, poor Dylan. He has pressure. What about the pressure on Shador every single day? Because of who he is. The kid does nothing either. But I will tell you this. I thought Dylan said something before in a press conference stating that, you know, it's a result-based business. And I kind of read in that a little bit. Look, I believe he said it, and it was a shot, and here's why. He's been given everything like a first-round pick, and now here comes this guy in the fifth round who really isn't a fifth-rounder, and now he's got pressure, but he's been handed everything and has not taken advantage of it. So he had a decent game. But that was a shot. I've been watching sports my whole life, listen to you guys my whole life, and now I never heard anyone call you guys entertainers. We all know where it was. I know you don't want to believe it, but it was a shot, and I tell you why. Well, it was a shot. He's probably frustrated.
My sister, they don't think I'm entertaining.
When people call me a clown or something like that, I go, absolutely. I'm here just for your entertainment. Like, I'm not even making self-deprecating jokes here, Trent.
Sports
I just
talk
know,
radio host and the guys in the pit after the game are two different things, too.
Well, that's okay. That's true. And he might just all. I'm sure a guy like him just loops us all together. None of us are different from the other one. Daryl, who writes stories, and Chris Easterling, and Mary Kay, we're just all the same to a guy like him. That's why, I'm sorry, Trent, I just don't want to believe it, because if you went 13-18 in the first half of a preseason game, almost cussed, to do that, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't think he'd be that stupid.
But what if it came out of Shador's mouth? Can you imagine?
Why would he say it, though?
That's the point, though. I think Dilling's saying it out of frustration. He's been pretty much handed everything like a first-rounder, guys. And Shishana's been playing him in camp. And this game, some say Shador had a better game, but the frustration has to build. He's the odd man out, and he was drafted higher, even though we could say whatever. And now he's handed everything, first-round reps right out the gate. But here comes Shador. This guy can actually play, and he's up against that. His size comments. He hears all this, so it was frustration. I really think so.
All right, Trent, thank you very much for the call.
Do you think he's been handed, I don't know, I mean...
Trent just said the exact same thing Daryl was saying last week,
but
almost word for word.
But he's not getting the starting opportunity. He's not really competing.
He's been hurt. He's getting first-team reps.
He's getting first-team reps.
But,
he's been hurt.
But you think Dylan Gabriel had a chance to start week one for the Browns? You really think so?
That's the way Daryl was talking about it. Bring Daryl back
not,
on.
I did not ever.
I did not think that. Me, personally,
right.
No.
But if there was something that, you know, catastrophic happened to Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco, who was starting? If it came down to Wednesday and we got to play the game on Sunday and somehow Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett are both gone, who's starting?
Yeah, probably Dylan.
It was Dylan because he's getting the reps.
Nelson, the same name as George Washington's horse. He is next up on the fan from Avon Lake. Hello, Nelson.
Love it. I agree with you, man. Come on. This is a reach. Seriously? Like, are we doing this? Like, are we really doing this? I mean, poor choice of words? Maybe. Maybe. But why would he take a shot at Shador, man? Why?
Why would you take a shot at a guy you're in the locker room with who's probably not – I mean, if you ask me – not you, Nelson, but like Lima, you ask me, okay, what's your depth chart? And I go, well, Kevin says it's going to be unrealistic. Wasn't that the quote? Didn't he say unrealistic to keep four? So if you're saying unrealistic, it's like, well, I'm going to keep the two pups, and I'd probably just get rid of Kenny Pickett. Okay, yeah, he says it's not realistic to keep four quarterbacks. So if the guy's going to be your teammate, you're going to say that about your own teammate?
Yeah,
there's no way.
I'm not buying it. And listen, let's be honest, right? Like, there's a segment of y'all that could be considered entertainers. I mean, let's be honest, right?
Yeah.
Maybe not all of you, but, you know, I'm not going to put Mary Kay in that or Daryl. Right?
But I think he just sees us all as the same thing.
For sure, man. I agree with you, Kim, man. I don't buy it, man. All right, guys. Bye.
Nelson, I appreciate it. Thank you very much for the call. We love you, too,
like
I'm sure.
He thinks Skip Bayless is the same guy writing the stories as is the same guy. And that's just – that's the – or Stephen A. is out there writing.
It's not – it is not any bit questionable to think that they all see us as the enemy and all treat us all the same way. Like I am. Yeah, I will full on admit I am a carnival barker and a loud mouth, and I'm here for your entertainment, and that's what I'm here for. And Lima is the journalist here. He's the one who actually covered the State House before. So if you want to call me a clown or an entertainer, fine, you go right on ahead. I'll sleep perfectly fine at night. But if you're sitting there saying these things, if he met that at Shador Sanders, okay, then we have a bigger problem than any of us had ever thought.
By the way.
Because if you're doing that in the first half, and that's what you think is a good, I'm going to go ahead and talk trash performance, about, meaning a guy who's your own teammate, this guy's going to be a clown. He's going to be a bigger clown than any of us put together, if that's what he thinks. Because I thought it was a good performance. But you don't say that stupid stuff right after that. You don't do that. In a preseason game, there's no way. So I just don't believe he'd be that stupid. I give him more benefit of the doubt than that. Yes.
Should I go back to my State House roots and find out why ODOT hasn't signed off on the stadium yet?
There we go.
Kind of missed that one. What the hell happened?
Listen, we had a preseason game.
58 feet, 58 feet.
We're gonna move.
Did they not have those measurements?
We're going to move on. Robert,
60-foot tape measure
Robert in Parma, you're next up on the fan. Hello, Robert.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Listen, Lima said it perfectly before. This was the best set of words that Gabriel could have used to call out Sanders. It could not have been any more perfect. He was talking to Dan Lanning. He's had this in his mind that Shadur's the entertainer. He's the competitor. He was
but
the higher.
But he didn't play
pick.
For Dan Lanning during that 2023 game. He played for Oklahoma.
Ken, I heard. I think it was earlier. You don't think he talked to him at all, even on draft day, and then, said, "Why the heck did they take another quarterback?"
They couldn't have been happy.
Of course, they weren't happy. But why is Dan Lanning texting him and putting ideas in his head? Then why are we doing all that?
Why is he randomly calling out the media in the middle of a game?
I would imagine.
Ooh.
Why would he randomly that's fine if you know he gave the cover up later because someone pulled him aside from PR and said, "Dude, like you got to walk that back." Fine, but why is he doing that in the middle of a game? And what beef does he have with the media thus far?
Listen, I'm not going to rip you.
Well,
for
he might have a beef right. with some of the media.
But I think that he would
very
have
harsh
like,
on
you. Like Daryl Ryder's comments again.
I mean, we all have beef with Daryl.
Well, yeah, that's fair. Hey, Robert, thank you very much for the call. Okay, so you might have thought. Hold on. If you thought it was at, it's perfectly plausible.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Well, was that us? We've talked nonstop Shador in the media. He's been arguably the biggest national story day to day.
The royal us.
Yes, the royal us. The all media. All media. Think about the things that have been said. And here, he hasn't really had a chance to play. And anytime he has practice, look at the clippings. They don't make clippings anymore, but look at the blurbs. Google. Before that game, it was all bad stuff. Like, why did they even take him? Wasted third-round pick. Could they cut him? What's his purpose even being here? And that was all said. I just don't believe you'd be a 20. How old is he? 24. He's played forever. So he's played 6 years. How could you be a quarterback that long and be that old and be that much of a quote unquote adult and then say that about your own teammate? You wouldn't do it. No, I don't believe it. And if I end up being wrong, fine, I'll end up being wrong. But I'll tell you what, if I'm wrong, my opinion of Dylan Gabriel just hit the bleeps. I'll tell you that right now.
And look at the reaction.
We'll get to you guys.
He took a shot. Definitely taking a shot.
Kevin Ugly.
No doubt he took a shot.
Now, I've been saying I don't believe it. I don't want to believe it that he was taking a shot at Shador because that would be ridiculous. However, Donnie here on Twitter Reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Before I get to your phone calls, Donnie Season on Twitter. Calling out the media after your first game with two turnovers is definitely immature, Ken. How come he's getting defended because he... Made a mistake. How come he's getting defended because he made a mistake? Well, I didn't even think about that thing. I'm just so used to athletes taking shots in the media. I don't consider
you just
that
don't
anything.
Care.
I'm not playing the victim here either. It is what it is. It's part of the gig. I don't consider that. That is a hell of a point there, Donnie, because if you're taking shots at anybody after a one half of a preseason game, it is a little like, sure you want to? I mean, everybody and their brother says preseason don't matter, and preseason isn't that big of a deal. You guys have hit me over the head with it a billion times since 2017, and you'll do it a billion more until I learn my lesson and stop pooping in the house. But, man, that would be something. I think maybe he's just trying to say he can play the game, too, and he's read what we've written about him, and he did a fine job. See, I liked how he looked. And now the more and more that it's like, hey, you could have taken a shot at Shador. It could have been taking a shot. Why are you taking a shot at anybody? Why are you saying anything? It was the first half of a preseason game. Why would you do that? I don't care if he took a shot at us, media. I do care if he took a shot at his teammate. And I just don't believe he would have taken a shot. I don't care. I know they're competing for jobs here. They're teammates, but they're not really teammates. They're teammates.
I mean, is it really even a shot to say that, hey, you know, if he's genuinely out there saying, and maybe he could have phrased it better so he could be specific and there'd be, you know, no confusion over what he said. But, you know, yeah, you guys are in it for entertainment. Okay, yeah. I mean, that to me, not everybody's just a journalist, a straight-up journalist. Like, in sports, I mean, everybody is asked to give their opinions. So I don't even think that's much of a shot. To be honest, if that's what he was, you know, trying to do.
Brian and Menner, you're next up in the fan.
Hey, good morning, Ken. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, Brian. Go right on ahead.
So, I think whether he took a shot personally at Shador or not, and I don't think he did. Like you said, Ken, I don't think he's that stupid. I think that he's a little frustrated because of some of the attention that Shador has gotten. But I think his frustration as a whole is more toward, hey, this ideology of people are just kind of getting the rewards, they're enjoying the fruit of their labor without actually putting in the labor part. And if that was his shot and not a personal shot at Shador, I'm actually okay with that. And here's why. All right. Odell, Manziel, to some degree, Baker, Deshaun, all of this baggage, and now Shador Sanders. We have this infatuation in Cleveland, I feel like, of like, oh, we want this shiny new jewelry. What, we should be able to have that. That I want this fancy thing. And Cleveland is not about that. Cleveland is about putting in the hard work. We're not trying to say we're something before we're not. And I feel like, you know, if Dylan Gabriel, if he said that in general as a whole against just sort of the mentality of, you know, I'm legendary first and then putting in the work. I mean, would we even be talking about this if his last name wasn't Sanders? If this guy's last name was Cunningham, would we even be talking about this? Listen,
I mean, you don't think he would have been. Hold on. You don't think he would have been drafted? Is that what you're saying?
Who are you talking, Dylan or Shador?
Sanders.
That's a good question. Would he? I mean, he got chosen in the fifth round. I don't think it's because of necessarily of his father. I think it's because of his play on the field. I mean, he's a good quarterback. And listen, I root for both of these guys. I want somebody to come out of this. But at the end of the day, we've seen this movie before a little bit with look at me. And the Manziels of the world, we're not getting it. We need somebody that's a little bit more mature. That's a little bit more less legendary out of the gate, guys. I mean, that's a turnoff. Everybody who's infatuated by this celebrity is, come on, I'm about winning football. And that's what this town is about. So if Dylan Gabriel said that and he meant it toward just like society in general, and let's face it, I don't want to throw Gen Z's on the bus, but the younger people that might not be putting in the work first, right, that they just want it, they're entitled, then I'm kind of okay with that. That's almost, it's a mature statement.
I don't think he should. I'm sorry, Brian. Thank you for the call. Oh, I'm not sorry. I just disagree. Now is not the time to be taking shots at teammates. Now is not the time to do that whatsoever. We get to D in Cleveland. You're next up in the fan. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Go ahead, D.
You hear me? All right.
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead.
So I got two things. First thing is about what we're talking about with Dylan and Shador. I think it wasn't necessarily a shot, but it was a Freudian slip, because I think Dylan knows that he's losing his competition in public eye on the field. You know what I'm saying? Like the caller said, he's frustrated. I think it was a Freudian slip. He meant it. you know what I'm saying? And I don't know how much Shedeur Sanders does trash talk, but I think there was a little something behind that, too. We don't know what they say to each other at practice. You know what I mean? Past that, what's the point of us having two rookie quarterbacks on the roster if neither one of them are good enough to play backup? And that's all I really got.
Well, are you saying, like, if Kenny Pickett ends up being the backup there, D? Yeah?
Yeah, I'm saying
I'll answer. Okay, because I'll answer that tomorrow. I'll answer that one tomorrow. As best I can. You may still not like the answer. Find out. But thank you very much for the call and the time. Thank you all for your time. Owen, thank you for your time.
Oh, no.
No, you're not accepting the thank you?
No.
Well, still,
you're an entertainer. I'm a competitor.
I am an entertainer. I'm not a very competitive guy. I'm
trying to stack together wins here.
Big thanks to Aditi. She is a competitor. Big thanks to Daryl. Definitely an entertainer. Big thanks to Zach. Definitely an entertainer. Let's be serious here. He somehow thought of my funeral in Carolina. That's Zach. That's entertainment. We're back tomorrow, 6 to 10. John Greco going to join us on the show. I want to know from a guy whether or not he thought that that was a shot. I guess you got something to talk about all day now. That was interesting from Zach. We're back tomorrow, 6 to 10 again. For Big Country, for Jeff, for Mitch, for the Slippery Wizard, Anthony Lima. I'm Ken Carmen. Have a wonderful day, my friends. And oh boy, we gotta get the Guardians to get a win here. This is not a good run here. Go Guards. Let's go.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.